The state Senate passed a constitutional change to require a 60% vote to increase state spending beyond the rate of inflation. As adopted by the House, the proposal would have required that same supermajority to borrow money or raise taxes. According to Senate President Peter Bragdon, the Senate proposal amounts to common sense. Low taxes, he says, result from low spending.
Focusing on the spending side of the equation will result in lower taxes in a much more efficient manner than to try and focus on the symptom rather than the problem.
House Speaker William O'Brien, meanwhile, says the Senate proposal basically guarantees government will grow. And O'Brien says his commitment to the House's approach won't change.
It takes both houses of the legislature to get it onto the ballot. If the Senate chooses not to, then we'll just wait for a different legislature.
But opponents say the bottom line under either proposal is the same. Lawmakers would be handcuffed and property taxes will rise as communities are forced to pick up the cost of programs the state would inevitably cut. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.